All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Get back in time.
Where were you?
November 3rd, 1975. In the news, a judge in San Francisco today ruled that Patty Hearst is competent to stand trial, even though she is, quote, clearly a troubled young woman. She'll appear next week to enter a plea to charges of armed bank robbery. And the government says it will issue a new $2 bill beginning April 13th next year, the birthday of Thomas Jefferson, whose picture the new $2 bill will bear. At the movies, based on a true story, when a man robs a bank to pay for his lover's operation, it turns into a hostage situation.
You know something, people? You're going to be remembered the rest of your lives for the day you got held up and kidnapped.
And a media circus.
It's just a freak show to them anyway.
Hello, Sonny. You're on the air.
Sonny, Jesus, I was watching it on TV.
Al Pacino stars in Dog Day Afternoon.
You're going to see our brains on a sidewalk. They're going to spill our guts out.
Monday Night TV features Barbary Coast, The Invisible Man, and Rhoda.
Heather, listen, we got to be friends because you have a big problem and I want to help you with it.
What's that?
How you're going to keep me from decking you.
And on the radio, after just 4 weeks on the chart, Island Girl takes Elton John to number one. I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1975.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.